Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
Great to see you back in the studio. What happened last week? Were you crook?
Yeah, I was a bit under the weather. There's lots of stuff going around at the moment. So, yeah, I was not well at all.
But you're fighting fit this morning.
I'm feeling heaps better, yep.
This is a really interesting topic. It's about, I guess, celebrities and whether they're a dog or a cat person. And I believe there's been a bit of a study on this.
Absolutely. So let's try you.
Okay.
Kurt Cobain, who was the lead singer of Nirvana.
Yep.
Do you think he was a dog person or a cat person?
So I'd say dog. I'd say a very big dog.
Yep. Well, actually, he was a cat person.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Alfred Hitchcock, what do you reckon? Dog or cat?
Cat.
No, dog person.
That's 0 out of 2.
Yeah, but you're doing well. Freddie Mercury, or cat?
Definitely a cat person,
yep,
Freddie.
Yep, he definitely was. Paul McCartney.
I think he had dogs, I'm pretty sure. He's got a big farm and he had dogs on his farm.
Big English sheepdog.
That's right.
All right. What about James Dean? Do you reckon he was a dog or a cat person?
It's funny you say James Dean. I actually saw a movie about 2 weeks ago. The first time I've seen it, it was the James Dean movie, and I'll Rebel Without a Cause.
Wow.
He was fantastic in it too.
Yeah, he was a great actor, wasn't he?
I didn't know any of his films. I knew very little about him, but I taped this. I thought I'm going to watch his film back, and it was a great film, and he was really good in it. So I'm going to go dog person.
Well, actually cat, but it's close. It's either one or the other. What about Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, dog person.
Definitely dog person. So they did this study in 2017, a lady by the name of Andrea Gustello and a team of researchers at the University of Florida. And what they wanted to see was what we've all suspected all along. Cat people kind of know cat people and dog people kind of know dog people. So they did a personality study and they ruled out people that liked both.
Okay.
So you were out and people that didn't like either. And they took about, I think it was about 418 undergraduate students, and they measured their personality to get their type, and then they also measured their preferences towards dogs and cats. And interestingly enough, and quite statistically dramatic, they found that cat people tended to be more shy, solitary people, a little bit impersonal, very serious, non-conformist, so there you go for James Dean, but also creative, sentimental, independent, and self-sufficient.
Freddie Mercury, I was thinking when you were saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, dog people, on the other hand, tended to be more grounded, pragmatic, dutiful or responsible, as well as warm, outgoing, sociable, expressive, and group-orientated. And the results were quite interesting. So you can tell the difference between the cat lovers and the dog lovers, and it's based on science. So there you go.
So if you know a celebrity and you want to know if they had a dog or a cat, just give Joe a ring and you'll tell them.
Absolutely. We'll Google and we'll see what we can find out for you. But that's science, so that's great.
Good on you, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcenturyvictoria.com.au, see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.